In this lesson, we're going to draw maps of where our characters live. See, writing is a lot about getting the physics right. What is physically happening in each reality, and what do we as the reader need to know about what you're imagining? We saw in the tourist eyes exercise that if you go out and look at reality, you will see things that you had walked by before you started doing this exercise. You open to many details of the world around you. But when you create a story, you need to also capture the physical space where your characters, or you as a memoirist, lived. Where were you moving? I first got introduced to this drawing maps idea from the author Nick Flynn. He's the writer of the memoir, Another Bullshit Night in Suck City. Isn't that a great title? And then it became the movie Being Flynn, starring Robert De Niro. This story centered around Nick's homeless father. They had a fractured relationship, and he wanted to chart his father's journey into homelessness and bipolarism. Well, Nick wrote his first draft. He was a poet, so he wrote it as a long poetic narrative. But when he got the notes back from the editor, the big question was, hey, Nick, where is everybody in this story? Well, Nick thought he knew. He said, well, they're in the homeless shelter. They're in the coffee shop where my dad got his coffee before he went and slept on a subway grate. The editor, boldly, I might add, said, yes, Nick, that's all true in your mind, but we as the readers can't see it yet on the page. So he had to go back in and get a sense of each location his dad existed in as a homeless man. He started mapping out 5 to 10 top spots that his dad visited in the course of any given day. So that's what we're going to do. But instead of using words to describe this, we're going to draw it first. We're going to map out the physicality of where your characters live. I know what you're thinking. Hey, this is called the 7-Minute Writer, not the 7-Minute Artist. But this map is not really for anyone else to see but you as a writer. And it also helps you explore the sense of space that your characters live in. When you see the examples of the maps in the lesson, you will also see that you don't have to be Van Gogh. These are just quick capturing of images for you to remember what it all looks like and where your characters are going to move. See, when we first think of an idea, it's sort of a jumbled mess up in our brain. But once you start mapping out the images, you'll know where your characters have to move to, what objects they'll use, and also what is going on in the world around them. I'm going to walk you through this very clearly, but just to get you prepared for the lesson, I'm going to say you're going to need a big piece of paper and you're going to lay it sideways. And then I'm going to ask you to draw the place you lived before 10 years of age, or places. Some of you might have moved a lot. Now, why do we do before 10 years of age? Well, memories as children are the most powerful. I went to a therapist once who said it takes 30 years to get over the first 10. So you'll draw one of the homes that were important to you. It doesn't even have to be the place you lived in, but it might be one of those relatives you visited where something significant happened. And it doesn't have to be accurate. You're not worried about exactly which chair was there. Whatever images come to you in the location is absolutely fine. And it might not make sense. It might be a letter on a desk, a chair, the cat, your father sitting on a rocking chair reading a newspaper. And you may eliminate other things that if your family came and looked at that location, they'd see something totally different. But just trust the process. Then you will draw what is going on outside the home. Leave space for that. What was going on in that town or city? Was it a rural or an urban environment? Was there farming? Was there church? Was there poverty? War? What was influencing that home? Was it a boom or bust period? Was there family relationships that were the pressure point inside the house? After you finish your rough map, it'll just look like stick figures and a very simplistic drawing. You'll then pick out the top 5 to 10 important things that you drew in this map. And by important, I mean the items that evoked the most emotion, the most heat, the items that you really don't want to see. And then on another page, write them out, number them 1 to 5 or 1 to 10 in order of importance. That will be your legend. In fact, you could call it a legend. A legend is key because a legend can help you capture the bigger story of what was going on. It'll start for you to see the themes that were influencing that home. It might be weather. It might be poverty. It might be a change of status in the community. So you can also focus on a particular time in your life, like a trip, for instance. You might also map out a trip of India, for instance, your first year of college. And then you can hone in and draw maps in detail of those specific places you visited while in the country you were in, or while the time you were at school. It can help you see which locations you need to capture the kind of story that you're trying to tell. I want to give you an example of how mapping can also reveal a lot of bigger themes in your storytelling. When you first start out, you really don't know what you're trying to get at a lot of the time. So you write and write and write, and you're not sure where it all comes together. I had one of these students. She was really fascinated to find out what was her first marriage about. So we took a big piece of paper and we drew all the houses she lived in while she was married to this man. We literally drew a map of her marriage. She drew the house they met at, where they moved to, and when they moved again, and how many places they lived, and which kid was born in which house. And then finally, the husband died, and which house he died in. Then she drew arrows from each place on the map, numbering them and naming them in order of importance. And this was what her legend said. 9 years of marriage, 5 kids, 13 houses, and 475 bounced checks. She got a sense of what was going on by mapping it out that way. The legend not only held the clues to her physical reality, but to her emotional one as well. So let's get started on mapping and go to the lesson, location, location, location.